Amendment 1 may not end up affecting any Missourians. The amendment would require charter counties to elect rather than appoint their assessors. Missourians in St. Louis County, St. Charles County, Jackson County, and Jefferson County live in charter counties. As it stands now, St. Charles and Jefferson counties already elect their assessors, and in August, St. Louis County voted to begin electing their assessors in April of 2011. Jackson County, the final county remaining, is currently exempt from this amendment because of its population. The provision exempts any charter county with a population between 600 and 700,000 citizens from this amendment. According to the 2008 census data, Jackson County had just over 668,000 people. St. Louis County Republican Senator Eric Schmidt proposed this measure as Senate joint resolution last year. He says he purposely didn't include Jackson County in the legislation because he's a representative for St. Louis County and not Jackson County.
Personally, I think that would be a good thing. But I'll let Jackson County deal with that. I went up there as an elected representative from St. Louis County. That was really my main goal. And at the end of the day, that's what we've been able to accomplish. And we're proud of that.
Schmidt says even if Jackson County fails to meet the population exemption, it probably won't be subject to the amendment. Schmidt says this legislation made more sense for St. Louis County a year ago.
2009, when I went up there and we actually got it on the ballot for 2010, it was the first opportunity to get it on the ballot. So since then, now, people are going to be voting on it, even though it's already been voted on in St. Louis County, but you have to sort of look at this in context of when we actually got it on the ballot last year.
Randy Turley of the State Tax Commission says it's his office's job to oversee that the assessors are doing their job.
The assessor values all the property in the county, all the taxable property, the real property and the personal property.
He says he hasn't seen any difference in the accuracy of assessments between elected and non-elected assessors. Schmidt stands behind his legislation, saying it solidifies the accountability of the property assessors.
Personally, I think that would be a good thing. But I'll let Jackson County deal with that. I went up there as an elected representative from St. Louis County. That was really my main goal. And at the end of the day, that's what we've been able to accomplish. And we're proud of that.
Schmidt says he looked to St. Charles County when he formulated this legislation.
That elected assessor in St. Charles County has been acknowledged by the Tax Commission and an UMSL study as the most accurate in the state.
So no matter how Missourians vote on Amendment 1, Schmidt's goal has already been realized. From Jefferson City, I'm Allison Blood, KSMU News.